Listening to you talk, Ben, I find exhausting, and I think it's because I feel like it might be what it can be like to listen to me talk, and I hate it.
Fucking freaks. Hello everyone, my name is Michael Hagan. Joining me is someone who has a wacky medical condition. It's Benjamin.
Yeah.
Welcome to Freedom or Good Home.
Imagine if I was like, it's bowel cancer. and that's how we're kicking off.
I don't know what it's called, but sorry, I don't know what we're talking about. hey, just by a round of applause, has anyone never listened to the podcast? Has anyone been dragged here today?
We said round of applause.
It's fine, hands up, thank you.
We said round of applause and at least four people put their hands up, and that's to be expected of people who've never listened to this podcast. You know what I mean? That's to be expected of, I'll say it, the scum. Welcome.
This is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and find the best and worst things to talk about.
Can I tell you something, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Before, I've been looking forward to this show for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. He has nothing to live for.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I was checking out of my hotel this morning, and it's no big deal. When I go to a new city, I stay at a hotel. It's fine. I know a lot of people who aren't in the biz might just like sleep in a park or something, but I tend to go to a place where they have a bed for you and there's a sink, whatever. Yeah.
He's doing pretty well, this Jenkins, yeah.
I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but there was shampoo that I didn't even pay for, you know what I mean? I was like, there must be some sort of mistake. Did somebody leave the shampoo in my room? They were like, no, that's yours, sir. But I was in the lobby.
What is the point of your fucking story?
I was in the lobby and there were these two people who'd come for the comedy festival, and we were just waiting around I was waiting to check out, they were waiting to check in, which is very similar to how, you know, life works, ships in the night, that sort of thing. I think I've said this before on the podcast, but I remember once my mother saying to me, in the middle of an annoying, boring story, saying, I'm annoying myself. And
all right,
I'm not there yet. No, listen to me.
I'll give you two sentences to wrap this up.
No, it's not going to be two. It's a journey. So anyway, this guy was there with his wife. Lovely man, I assume. And he was like, oh, I'm down for the festival. You did it here. I said, I'm down for the festival as well. And he said, oh, what are you seeing? And I said, oh, no, I'm actually... Oh, I see what's happened here. Anyway, I said, oh, I'm doing a show. And he was like, oh, we saw a show last night. And I won't say who it was because of what happened next. Because he was like, we saw a show, really looking forward to it. Oh, we flew in from fucking I don't know where. I wasn't listening. And he was like, oh, and do you know what it turned out to be? A fucking podcast. Can you believe that? We paid $30 each for a podcast. So can you believe that? And then he said, so what are you doing? And you know what, Michael? I thought fast, but potentially too fast. Because I could have, at that point, Hing said literally anything.
Of course.
I could have said, I'm Tom Gleason. I don't know. Like, I could have said anything.
Sure. In a wig.
But I was like, I can't say podcast.
No.
Because, you know, above all, I crave and approve the...
external validation from strangers.
Exactly.
Yes,
mm-hmm. So I said... Improv. What?
I mean, in many ways, this show has the same kind of preparation that the improv show would have. So.
And he looked at me, Michael, like I'd said pedophile. Like, honestly. should we bring on our guests?
Let's do it. You know them. As honestly, three of the most charming and wonderful comedians at this fucking festival in this or any other country in the Southern Hemisphere, would you please welcome to the stage... In order of what I can see, yeah, they're coming up. All right, it is Zoe Kumsmar, Guy Montgomery, and Melanie Bracewell.
Oh my God!
Coming up.
Ha cha cha!
Take a seat. Welcome, welcome.
The stars are out tonight. Ha cha cha!
Now,
I don't know what that was, Zoe.
That was improv.
Yeah, it was. Yes, yes, and.
I love that you were like, well, speaking of pedophiles, let's bring on our guest.
Well, I guess in a tangential link.
Go on.
that one of the three people here will be trying to revisit, I guess, a childhood theme.
Jesus Christ!
Is this?
I'm going to try and have my first wet dream again.
No, many of you would remember that a couple of months ago on the podcast, Guy Montgomery made a startling admission to us here, and to you listening as well. He said that there was a legitimate toy from New Zealand called a chattering. He tried to explain it to us. It was a nonsense piece of bullshit, and we laughed at him. Guy has purchased a chattering, and he's brought it today, and has promised us that he will perform the chattering at some point today. So yeah, be excited for that.
Yeah. You thought you were just getting a podcast. This is going to be some Cirque du Soleil.
Those who are listening along after the fact, they're going to love the chattering performance.
If this podcast is nothing but actively hostile to our audience. Now, listen, here's the thing. This is a podcast where we go.
What's the thing?
Here's what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we're going to do some riffs.
I feel like I'm about to give away a Kia. But no, what it is that on this podcast, because I don't think any of you listen to it. I think you've been on it, and I think you probably pretty steadfastly refuse to listen to it even after the fact.
Yeah.
But we have a ongoing and beloved segment in this show called Snack Report. Okay. Where I will have a treat, so that could be a bag of chips, or that could be a
we're familiar with like, snacks, Dickhead.
I feel like you're explaining a medical procedure to me.
Well, I will have a treat inserted.
The way I'll have a little treat.
Yeah.
Scalpel, perhaps.
So, and sometimes it's a soft drink, Zoe. Sometimes I'll enjoy a soft drink. Right. Okay. What just happened? Did your watch just riff?
Yeah, my said I didn't find anything on the web for dot.
Right.
That's a pretty shit watch. Yeah,
I was going to say, there's lots of stuff on it. It's in most sentences. Yeah. it's in almost by definition.
It's in heaps of websites.
Oh, yeah. It's like several of them. Anyway, so I thought it would be fun, right? And Hing, on this point, disagrees. To do a segment on this show for the first time ever at the Melbourne Corn Festival that I am calling Rare and Exotic Sodies from Around the World. The shorter title is Name That Sody, okay? So the way it works is I've got three sodies for three special guests, and the audience is going to know what the sody is.
I'm saying sody.
Oh, you should. Sorry, you would know that Ben has a catchphrase on this podcast as well.
Well, the podcast has a catchphrase.
No, it's. I have nothing. I would like to distance myself from all sody related material here.
What we like to say, me and Hing, on this podcast, every time we start, Zoe, is we say, "I've got my sody and I'm ready to goady." That's what we say on this podcast.
Wow. Like I'm being gaslit.
So anyway, I've got three sodies from around the world, okay?
Are they from around the world or are they just from like the local Seminole?
Oh, I didn't like source them, but their point of origin is I didn't Marco Polo around
the world. Coca-Cola.
Well, we would because this is the point. The point is rare and exotic sodies from around the world, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I've come up with a game.
I'm putting a timer on this, Ben.
I've come up with a game, all right? The way it works is this. You all start.
I'm starting to see why that guy was so annoyed he paid money to see a podcast, frankly.
You all start with 10 sody points.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so all of you right now, if I'd had time, I would have gotten tokens. But, Mel, I don't have time to get tokens. So you all start with 10 sody points, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you... a sody from around the world. The audience is going to see what the sody is, but you're not. Okay? Now, of those 10 sody points...
Stop saying it!
Of those 10 sody points, you can...
I feel like I'm having a meltdown.
It's also it's good. What's great about this is the last day of the Comedy Festival. So these people have spent a month doing the most grueling thing like that any comedian has to do, which is the thing they love, and obviously, but it's also the worst because you've got
to work for an hour a day.
You know. And they've had ups and downs and trials and tribulations. And then to wheel them out, most of them were out till 5 a.m. last night on some sort of cocaine-fueled bender or some description. And now we're wheeling them out here to play Sody Point or whatever the fuck. And guys having a fever dream.
I feel so vulnerable.
So here are the Sodies. They're in the special new thing that Hing got. Hing organised, which is the Friedel Good Home special Sody cooler that says I've got my Sody and I'm ready to go to you, which is something that...
I'm ready to go die.
Yeah, look, that was a problem.
Yeah.
That was initially...
That's so funny. We had many emails where I was like, Ben, you can't put that in writing.
I got to say, in the R&D phase of this, Mel, that did come up.
This thing you're spending hundreds of dollars to get made.
Oh, Hing, thousands of dollars.
He sent this to a designer, and the designer was like, hey, guys, some notes. It's a cry for help, Ben. It's a cry for help.
So you're all going to get one of these things that says Godi on it.
Again, spelled G-O-D-I-E.
Yep. With, I would say, maybe... a hair more of a space between the O and the D than I'd want. Now, do you mention...
I relate to it.
Do you remember I mentioned those Sody points before? Now, you can spend your Sody points, right, on trying to guess your Sody. A sip will cost you 3 Sody points.
It is my dream that we do not get to play the game in the podcast. We run out of time and we have to leave.
Okay. Will cost you 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you want to sip it, you forfeit 3 points. If you want to sniff it, that's free. That's completely free. That's gratis.
This is like the worst strip club ever.
And then if you want to ask the audience a yes or no question about your Sody, that's 1 point.
All right. Hand out your Sodies, Ben.
Okay. So hang on. We're just going to...
This is...
Okay. So this is for Zoe. Don't look forward. Okay. Can we all see what that is?
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay. The first thing, when we were trying to explain this game to Zoe, like before we started the show, she was like, they're not going to be like cans of piss, are they?
Which would be one of the most incredible...
I did say, you know, if it is piss, I'll be upset for me, but happy for comedy. Like, okay. Fair play.
So, Zoe, you can open your Sody now.
Did you almost call her Zody?
I did.
For the purposes of this game, she's Zody.
All right. So, sniff is free.
A sniff is free. A sip costs 3 Sody points, and you can ask the audience
a yes or
no question.
All right. Here we go.
When you think you have enough information to guess, right?
Yep.
You say, I want to guess, and then the audience chants, name that Sody.
This isn't being recorded, is it?
This is a pilot.
Everyone
from Channel 10's here. This is a pilot.
Okay.
What are you going to do? You want to ask a question? You want to take a sniff?
Well, I'm going to sniff first.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you recognize the aromas?
Am I allowed to make guesses that aren't the final
No.
guess? What? Am I allowed to talk through what I think?
Yes, you're allowed to talk,
but
you can't lock it in.
Okay, you've gone crazy with power.
Also, I just think as a talking medium, it's probably...
Yeah, all right, you can talk it through. But the audience isn't going to chant.
I think...
You've set up the most complicated game in the world. And anytime someone asks you a question, you're like, no!
I can't believe we have to do this 2 more times.
Yeah, and I'm really going to draw it out too. I'm getting notes of... I think it's... So, the listeners at home, this is me sniffing.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling like it's like sarsaparilla or something.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a sip.
Okay.
So I'm going
to
use some
points. Okay, so you're down to 7 points. Fucking what? How have I bought into this?
I knew that if I put numbers in it, you would.
Just because I know that if I don't keep track of the numbers, no one will, Ben.
Have you taken? That's another 3 points.
Oh, well, no, that? That's just the background.
Oh, okay. Sorry, now I'm into it.
It's definitely something that I've had before, but I don't.
Are you confident to...
No, no, let's let Zoe mull on that and go to Mel and then Guy, because we really need to rip through this.
Yeah.
Because honestly...
I really love that you guys are doing a game about smell and taste after I just recovered from COVID, so this is perfect.
This one...
Oh, it's a funny one.
None of them are cans of piss, just so you know. Okay, none of them are cans of piss.
Right. I'm just basing on the audience.
Tell the people behind you what it is.
Oh, fucking hell.
There you are.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Crack it open, Mel.
Mel, if you want to say, I've got my sodi, I'm ready to go to you, that would be...
Got my sodi, I'm ready to go to I. Oh, it sure does smell like nothing.
You know...
I was telling a friend about this who really cautioned me not to do it, but not for this reason. But she was like, hey, are any of these people recovering from COVID? And I was like, yeah.
All of them.
All I can smell is the, like, cup holder. It smells so... it's like got a chemical.
Yeah, those have just arrived from Singapore this morning. So, it's just a shame that all the awards for the Comedy Festival have already been handed out because this is...
It's free to a good home erasure. I agree.
I'm going to do the yes or no question.
Okay.
Is the title of the drink in English?
Great question.
Ooh, it isn't.
I reckon this is a LaCroix.
Oh!
Can you pull it out? I mean, we didn't chant, but that's fine.
I'm so sorry. I'm so stuck.
If she does this, this is a flawless 10-point victory.
No,
9 points.
Come on, mate. Keep up.
See? Do you see, Michael?
All right. Now, here's the thing, though, Ben. You put yourself in a bit of jeopardy because Mel's got it right. That's sort of the high of the game.
Uh-huh.
Now we can go back into the sort of comedy minds with Guy, but it won't reach those
heights. Guy can guess it off smell.
Okay.
Well, you're right, very confident about Guy.
Now, Guy, while you crack that and you have a quick whiff, Zoe, do you want to have a guess on your sodi?
I don't know, sarsaparilla?
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Sorry, get the audience a chant. One, two, three.
Hey, that's sodi.
Someone just said sort of. It's sort of sarsaparilla. Is it? SARS.
Is it a previous iteration of the coronavirus?
Feel free to reveal the sodi.
I wonder if it's SARS.
Is SARS a brand of sarsaparilla?
Yeah,
okay.
It used to be.
Right. But did they get rid of it when SARS, the virus, killed a lot of people?
Okay. Oh,
it was a diet Dr. Pepper.
Ah.
See, it's not. See, you know what I mean? We should have
sort
ended
of.
High
it's who you see when you've got SARS.
Yeah.
Given the guy, if he wants to pull this off, can't ask a question, I don't think I'll show the audience. You just have to sniff it.
All right.
Okay.
Crack it and sniff it, Montgomery.
Okay, yep. Here you go.
Thank you.
Crack it and sniff it.
I can see how conceptually you thought this would work. It's a really fun idea to have on the way to the show, but to actually do it is a bit much, eh?
Well, for 15 whole minutes, potentially.
So I didn't drink soda when I was a boy.
Uh-huh. See, this is the sort of beautiful storytelling we get out of Name That Soda. You know what I mean? Like, it's not actually about...
That wasn't a story. He was saying, I didn't drink soda. That's not a story.
It's a rich tapestry.
Guy,
I didn't like the
bubbles. I know it's your weak tongue couldn't deal with the bubbles. I understand.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with sniffing sodies.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get everyone to the chant, and then you do your best guess. Do you have any idea at all? Any idea at all, Guy? Okay,
ready. One, two, three.
Name that Sony.
Pepsi.
Is it a Pepsi? Go Montgomery, reveal your Sony.
Can we get a drum roll on your knees, please?
It was a can of Coke. Good gear.
Oh, so close. How do you feel, guy? How do you feel? In your fragile state, how do you feel?
When I sniffed it, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's what Coke smells like, but there's no way he would have got a Coke.
I got right in your mind.
All right, now we can put that to a side. Feel free to press record from this point. Ladies and gentlemen and everybody else, welcome to Free to a Good Home. This is a podcast where we go through the week's classified to find the best and worst things to something or other. Zoe Coombs-Marr, do you have one you want to
kick
us
off with? Are
you mad at me? No, I think about 10% of the audience is, though. So, Zoe Coombs-Marr, do you have a classified or some text from the internet you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I do. Here. I'm going to read it. All right. 39F, my boyfriend, 41M, quit his job to become a professional wrestler. How can I get through to him that this is a bad idea? And then she goes into it. We both work full time, but we don't make a lot of money from our jobs. Oh.
You don't want to feel too much empathy this early.
No,
it's not going to get better.
We do make above minimum wage. Okay, they're fine. Okay, good. And both our checks are necessary to pay the bills. He's also very obsessed with wrestling. He watches it multiple times a week and often goes to indie shows around us. He also blows a lot of money on crap, which is actually written of crap. Well, he blows a lot of money off crap, like buying actual gear the wrestlers wore in the ring. We also have two kids, 17 and 7. I know. It's so sad when people have kids. Say bye to your social life, losers. Get a dog. Anyway, sorry, I'm burying the lead. His boss called the house today. He asked me if my boyfriend was okay and that he suddenly quit today. I told them I had no idea what's going on. He got home. I asked why he quit. He sat the family down and said he was pursuing a childhood dream. He was going to train to become a professional wrestler and was quitting to pursue that. I asked how we'd pay for that and he said we could get it out of the savings account. I asked about bills and he said we'll just have to cut back, maybe get cheaper plans on internet and cancel the Netflix. Oh, and buy generic groceries. I don't know what to do. He's in his 40s and isn't even much of an athlete.
Because I had a lot of hope until then because I was like, this might be The Rock. Like,
he's on the husky side.
Okay, well.
Plus he's only 5'8". I guess I would.
Go off, queen.
All right.
I think that's taller than me, but.
Yeah, but no one would believe you were a professional wrestler,
well,
Ben.
Yeah, and you were sitting down. This poor family. I guess it wasn't enough to watch this crap every week. Now he wants to be in the show. I tried telling him this and he brought up how many wrestlers got started when they were older and a lot of wrestlers have been overweight. I tried telling him to at least work part-time, but he says it takes dedication and he's sick of working like a dog all day. It's time I do something for myself. You go, girl. I'm pretty sure he's having a midlife crisis. I don't know what to even do about this. How can I get through to him that we can't afford him to go through this and that he's not built for wrestling?
It's a great question.
I love that he's like, my job's so tough. I need someone to hit me over the back with a chair.
Maybe that is what's happening at work.
I don't know. How would you respond, Ben, if Anya came home one day and said, Ben, I'm quitting my job as a lawyer to become a professional wrestler?
So Anya is 5 foot tall and very slight. Honestly, I have sympathy for this guy.
Mm. I think all of us, as people who have quit whatever jobs we did before to do comedy, we can't really judge them that harshly.
And I actually do get his thing about, like, I can't work part-time because if I work part-time, then I'm just going to, like, you know, if you have a safety net, you'll use it. Mm. You know what I mean? I think he's doomed, but I understand where he's coming from. You know what I mean?
It is probably, you know, one of those decisions you might consider talking through with your partner. It's not one of those ones that you'd leave to your ex-boss to sort of open up.
Look, you want to be painfully woke about it, I suppose.
You want him to, you know, have a sniff, maybe a sip, ask a question. Trying to get their head around the idea. But I reckon she should just let him, because if she's like, how can I get through to him that it's a bad idea and that he's no good at wrestling, just let him wrestle.
I think he could be right.
He'll find out, you reckon?
He'll find out.
The seventh or eighth time a table's broken over his face, he might figure it out.
Yeah.
Tremendous bravery at the age of 41 to pursue professional wrestling. Like, as a non-athletic person who's been working in what sounds like an office or maybe a warehouse his whole life, I understand to like it, but to be like, yeah.
That's kind of why I like him. Like, I think this is like, and he's not wrong. Like, a lot of professional wrestlers started later. And a lot of them are on the huskier side. Well, like, not in like the...
But they're all like 6'3". At least, you know,
I mean, that's the thing. I was going to say, like, well, you know, like Andre just the Giant, but in that name, buried in that name, is something of a code about that man's stature. He was enormous. But he was, you know, he was husky.
In the audience today is my girlfriend, Hum, who exists. you can applaud her. Just know that, again, she's the reason that our podcast has COVID warnings on Spotify. So just be aware of that.
It legitimately does.
Yeah.
It has a COVID misinformation tag and we can't get rid of it.
Because of one Hamara Marba. But, babe.
Because for two episodes when she was on it, she kept insisting that she couldn't get COVID because she was built different.
And the whole thing's planned anyway.
Hum, are you here? Yes. How would you feel if I came home one day and was like, babe, I'm pushing 40 and I'm going to give up my lucrative career as a podcaster to try professional wrestling? What would be your would you accept me in the house?
For the benefit of listeners who weren't in the room at this point, Hum called out, "I'm going to leave you before you are 40."
Fair enough.
Podcasting's one of the few jobs that sits below professional wrestler on the respectability totem.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Paul.
I would like, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting, you know, older and I
Ben, I'm very afraid of how self-confident you've been sounding this whole episode.
Ben. Yes. Is this you?
I'm not 41 yet. Oh, no, he's 30. No, yeah, no. I like it when somebody follows their dreams, especially if they're a little husky. I like it when they're... you know what it is? I'd watch this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think this movie would be like a comedy, a drama, or a tragedy?
Well, it really depends who's directing it, Michael.
Mel Bracewell, who would you like to see direct this film that Ben is conjuring
up? I was going to say, if you love huskies, you should watch Snow Dogs.
I couldn't create a new thought while I had this joke in my mind.
Do you think...
It was just gunking up the pipes and I needed to get it out.
Snow Dogs.
All right, let's talk about something else. Because it reminds me of the movie The Wrestler, because it's about a wrestler, Zoe.
Yeah, I see. Wow. It's really interesting how you've made that connection.
Oh, look, mate, you wouldn't want to live up here. It's fucking crazy, the connections I make. But
I think half of that sentiment is true.
Yeah, because again, Ben's slogan that he came up with all on himself was, I've got my sodi and I'm ready to go die.
Again, if we could just have a little bit less distance between that O and the D, that would be...
It wouldn't make a difference. It says go die.
Well, did you know, Zoe, that if anybody here wants to own that suicidal stubby cooler, we're selling them after the show. Yeah, oh, as well as, can I have that bag next to you, guy? Because we're selling also, and Mel, because, you get...
Sorry, some of you who may have just started listening to the podcast or are not aware, we've got quite a cursed relationship with merch. I think at this show last year, we had these drink bottles that many of you fucking freaks bought. Just a nice plain blue bottle that said, you've got one there. It says...
Somebody, can you bring it up?
Yeah, it says...
Can you pass it up?
Yeah, it says...
Manufactured.
It says not filled with cum, but that just says not
filled. Man, Hing, we paid a lot of money for these.
And
obviously they paid more because that's how commerce works.
Let's pass this back to Liv. Thank you.
So we have these stickers, these little stickers.
Because this was an idea that came from, I think, the Facebook group, that we had these little stickers made, so you can put them on anything. And Ben, what do they say?
They say not filled with cum, and there's a little tick on them. So you could put that on a regular drink bottle, yeah. Or
so
a friend of mine recently got a vasectomy and was saying that he could put it on his nuts, which I quite liked.
If you're giving your loved one or a family member a gift and you want them to accept the gift in confidence that it's not filled with cum, feel free to put one of those.
My brother, because we sold these in Sydney too, my brother came to the show and bought these thinking it would be really funny to put on all the presents for Christmas.
And how did that go down, the Jenkins family Christmas?
No, it wasn't at the Jenkins. It was at his, like, girlfriend's family's house. But, Mel, because you won rare and exotic sodies from around the world, you get this defective bag that was in our batch. We said, we can't sell this, so we'll give it to you. So we have a tote bag of official Frito Gordo. It says, do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. And then it says the name of the show that you're watching right now. So, Mel, that is for you. You can have that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, love that you gave this as an unsolicited offer to me.
Melanie Bracewell, do you have a classified you want to share with
me? I do. This one's from the Dallas Craigslist.
I just can't believe how long we spent doing the Sony game.
Also, can I just note the absence of those stickers on the Sony can?
I mean, we did have them and we didn't put them on there. So what does that tell you?
I'm worried now. Yeah.
They did assure us it wouldn't be piss.
It's definitely not filled with piss. Sorry, Mel, do you have a classified for us?
Yes. This is from a man from Dallas under Talent Gigs. He says, $1,000 hiring man to test my girlfriend's loyalty.
$1,000. $1,000.
He says, looking for a good-looking guy to test my girlfriend's loyalty while she's on a quote-unquote girls' night this Saturday. That was in capitals. 4th of September. It's American. It's 9th of April. That's stupid.
Yeah, get him, Mel. Fucking get him.
Kill him!
Applicant needs to be 6 foot plus.
Oh, well, my guy's out.
Put me in, coach. Ah, fuck.
Oh, he's out again because 21 to 40 years old.
Ah, he's just a year shy, too.
I know.
To the post.
Knowing how to country dance preferred.
Okay.
But I guess not essential. Picture of you will be required. Uh-huh. Yes, I know this is crazy, but I pay well and it's for a good cause. He says...
It's not UNICEF, is it?
He does...
I don't know, maybe it is. Let's get to the end of that.
Sorry,
He's got different amounts of money for different things. He said, I'll pay $100 just to show up to a bar in Dallas and try. We'll also pay a bar tab up to $50. Bonus extra, $50, she does a shot with you. $100, get her to dance. $200, get her to kiss you on cheek. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
$200, sit on your lap. $500 if she kisses you on the lips. $500 if you get her phone number. $1,000 if you take her home or back to hers. This guy's just a cuck, I feel.
Interesting.
He says, we'll need proof of each of these things to collect payment. Either you or a third party can take pictures or record.
Do you think that third party might be him?
Or do you think that she's gone, test me? You know, you could pay someone $50 to...
Oh!
Okay. So this is part of their elaborate foreplay, you think, potentially?
Maybe. Or she's just getting him to pay for her sex workers.
Sorry. This is me being like, oh, yeah, but people don't cheat on each other, do they? Right, babe?
Interesting. So, do we think, Guy? I guess you're someone who is in.
You're
the,
tall.
You're tall. You're
I'm tall. Yeah.
And you're in that age.
I'm in
bracket.
The age bracket. No, yeah. I reckon I could definitely fuck this guy's girlfriend. This guy sounds like a fucking loser.
Because that's how you do it, right? You just be like, "Hey, hi, I'm Guy. Here's this ad that I've responded to."
Here's this ad.
What also, do we think? 40, 60, 30, 70? Like, how do we want to split this?
Let's have some fun and make some cash.
Yeah.
Damn. So is it $1,000 just to show up and then...
No, it's $100.
No, it's $100 to show up and then $1,000 to fill them with cum.
Put a sticker on her and take a photo. That's...
Melanie Braswell.
This is a family show where we guess about sodies.
They say podcasts can't be all things to all people, but no. We've covered so much ground.
But you would do this, Guy? I mean, you're in a relationship, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah.
Ignoring that.
Hypothetical world. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. I wouldn't hire someone to do that. I wouldn't be the guy who wrote this.
Responding to the ad.
I'd be the guy. I'd be the guy who'd show up. And I think, like, I don't know. He sounds pretty mentally like. This is
good.
Odd. This is this is odd behavior. No.
Yeah.
I can't calibrate normal things right now. But
guy, there's a real whiff of something about this. I gotta say.
Yeah, it's not normal. Can I just point out? It does. It says. It's posted under talent gigs.
You know.
Zoe, do you think?
Do you think in the?
I was going to say, like, do you think, like, because I hope I have this right, but you're a graduate of Goliere.
I thought you were going to say lesbian.
Yeah. I hope I have this right, Zoe.
Goosebar, would you crush this lady's pussy or what? Let's go.
I do hope I have this right, Zoe. No, but you're a Goliere.
Wait. Zoe's gay? I thought we were flirting up a storm last night.
No, this is coming out.
I paid someone to do that.
Oh, fuck, do you know what it was? It was because in one of your Dave shows, he was a Goliere person. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, I can't tell the difference.
Well,
this parody of the clown college.
A lot of Goliere. Did you go to Goliere?
No. How dare you?
I think.
Well, a lot of Goliere people are like, well, you obviously went to Goliere. I saw your show. It's, you know, you're obviously trained. And I'm like, nah, it's just really easy.
I think we've talked about this on the podcast, but I think the only Goliere-trained clown who's been on our podcast is probably Tom Walker.
And Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah. He did it as his character, Greg Larson, though.
He's a very funny, very funny character.
But, sorry, if in a hypothetical world, is this the kind of ad that you would... Do you back yourself to be able to complete the task?
Would I clown my way through this?
Yeah. Well, no, even without the clowning, because because as we've just revealed on this show, you are a lesbian. So
I am.
I like how he says it has to be a good looking guy, because he's like, my girlfriend's a slut, but she can discern, you know. Yeah.
That's my genuine worry is that I would turn up to this and she'd be like, ooh, no thank you.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I'm down to cheat. I'm 100% down to cheat, but goodness gracious, no. Can we just take that $50 bar tab?
I'd fully do it for the $100 to show up in the $50 bar tab.
Yeah, $150. Okay. Good to know.
You know, in this economy, sure.
Absolutely.
When would you stop? When would you be like, I've got what I need out of this?
Great question. $50.
Are you asking me how lesbians have sex?
Yeah, like, would you...
When do you know it's over?
I'm actually an ally. I've done a lot of my own research into the matter.
Like, would you take her into the special lesbian chamber that I imagine you have?
Yeah, it's like a hyperbaric chamber, I imagine. Yeah. Some sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
You know,
it's the one they put the astronauts in to wing them round to get
rid of. Oh, you know what it is? It's the gravitron.
Yeah. Yes. She gets pushed to the room by centrifugal force. Yeah. I'd probably stop then.
At that stage of lesbian sex.
But yeah. Hypothetically, though, what you've done so far is you've just taken $150 from this guy to show up to a bar. So are you going to talk to this woman?
Yeah, I would. I think I'd take a similar approach to you. I'd be like, hey, here's this ad. My boyfriend, your boyfriend has paid me to come and try to seduce you. And then I just, you know, let the night take us where it would. Yeah. It could be beautiful, you know. I'd be like, look, if we fuck, I get $1,000 or we get $1,000, depending on how we get on.
Because that's the worst case scenario, which is the plot of, like, sort of the plot of so many movies. They're all just sort of like cramming into the reference hole and I can't get them out.
It's much like Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs. But like, Zoe, imagine you go to this bar, you meet this woman, you're just there for your money.
Yeah.
Cynical Zoe. Just there for her money.
And the slutty country music loving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can you country music dance, Zoe?
I mean, can't we all?
Yeah, I mean, sure. who among us can't do the nut bush?
Yeah, okay. Boot Scoot and Zoe Coombs Ma.
But then you fall in love with this woman,
yeah.
Right? You fall.
Oh, it started off just for the
and
cash.
And then she finds out. You know what I mean? And you're like, I should never have taken that bet. That's the move. She's
10
all
things
that.
I hate about you. She's look. All that.
Snow dog.
In many ways, yeah. Hamlet. If you really read it.
And... I think Emma.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. To wrap this up, Ben, how much money would you pay to prove your wife wasn't cheating on you?
Are you asking me this question?
Do you think? Because I think $100 is, if you really care about your relationship, I think $100 is not enough money.
Well, that's only to get them in the room. Like, it's $1,000.
Yeah. So all up, maybe it's like $1,500 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, how much? Like, surely. I think that's cheap. I think...
Yeah. It's really interesting that that was not what I or anyone else here took from that. Anyone here, or even just anybody who's read the ad.
If any one of us is in a relationship and it was like $1,500 to know for certain that your girlfriend, Hum, or whoever, wasn't...
Sure.
Cheating on you.
I mean, to choose a name at random.
Yeah, with a stronger man or something, you know.
If you pay me $1,500, I'll go on a date with Hum.
Oh, God. Is it weird that I don't trust either of you? all right, let's move on from this horrifying ad. Guy Montgomery, do you have one to take us home?
Yeah, man. You know I got one. You gave it to me like 40 minutes ago. So this is from Vancouver, BC, Delta/Surrey/Langley. Gigs, domestic gigs, housekeeper/mom required. Promising beginnings. I live in a two-bed, two-bath condo with four cats. And it gets better. I am an unapologetic slob.
Hell yeah, brother.
My home is cluttered and messy. This is the same guy that you had, Zoe, I think, like 6 months later.
With not a wife in sight.
All my chairs are broken.
I'm in character reading the letter now. This is not me. I need a mom to come in once a month and put my home back in order. You will have to pick up after me and tidy up the whole house, e.g. load, unload dishwasher, collect recycling, pick up garbage, put clothes away, etc. And then give it a clean. Bathrooms, kitchen, vacuum, windows, dust, etc., etc. This would be every visit. Less frequently, I would ask you to do things like clean the oven, clean behind the fridge stove, clean out the fridge, vacuum the sofas, etc. Finally, you will take the trash and recycling out to the garbage. You're welcome to bring your own supplies. Lucky. Or you can use mine. The job should take you about 3 hours. Longer if you take breaks to play with the cats. Winky emoticon. I prefer to have you come in the morning. The earlier the better. I pay $25 an hour by e-transfer. I do not pay cash. And that was in all caps if you couldn't tell.
Sure. That would be some outrageous editorializing if it
if you are interested, please send me a message. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Posted about 19 hours ago, so we could still get this gig.
Yeah.
I guess my first question to this is, we have a person who does this job. Like, it's a cleaner.
Yeah.
Like, why do they need to frame it as a mum, as a mother?
There is some psychology going on here.
Did you say there's a whiff of something, Ben?
I believe there is some brain stuff afoot.
It's like, I need a daddy to come mow my lawn.
Yeah. But Mel, you would be surprised, because we have really plumbed the depths of classified ads for the past 30 to 40 years, however long we're doing it. And it is amazing how common it is that someone will be like, asking for a job that is like, definitely exists. And there's just this undercurrent of like, exactly that. It's like, I need someone to mow my lawn and sort of trim the hedges and like...
I'll be jerking off the whole time.
Yeah, but they never say I will be jerking off the whole time, but it's
there. Well, one person did.
One person did say that.
One person did say, yes, I will be wanking.
It's quite remarkable.
To be fair, that's pretty good etiquette. Like, that's better than, wanking without saying you're going to...
Of course. I think you should put it in the
ad. That's what we've all learned in the last few years. Yes.
Now, Guy, we have a couple of minutes left in this show.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We only have a couple of minutes left because, look, an amount of our time was consumed by a hit new game. Yes. But, Hing, as we discussed.
Yes, look, Guy, we'll get to your chattering as the big closer.
Right, you've got more.
Well, I just want to do one quick one.
Okay, sure.
Which is just read. We don't have to riff about it, but I just wanted to read it.
So we'll just read it and we'll sit in silence.
Yes. Quiet contemplation.
This is an Anzac take. No, this is not. No, I just was going to give Guy time to get ready for his for the chattering.
Yeah, I do need to.
Do you need to stretch your fingies or something? I don't know.
It's more psychological, but you're right. Yeah.
All right. This one was sent in by about 400 of you, so thank you to everyone who sent this in. This is from a Facebook page, the Anchorage People Mover, and as you can see here, there's a little picture of a bus, and it's got Easter bus ears. They've made a bus look like the Easter Bunny.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, legally or morally, I don't have a problem.
And what they were trying to say was they were trying to come up with a name for their Easter bus.
Okay.
Okay?
Well,
but I'm just going to read it to you the way. Move over, Easter Bunny. There's a new mascot in town. Say hello to the Easter bus.
Yeah.
Easter Bussy, they're not hiding anything. The Easter Bussy is offering up affordable, reliable, and convenient service for all to see and enjoy. So go ahead and do put all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to using our people mover again. The Easter Bussy. Hashtag people mover, hashtag Anchorage, hashtag Easter, hashtag excellent. Yes, excellent. Sorry, excellent. It was actually excellent. I apologize. Yeah, not excellent. Yeah. Yes.
It'd be weird if they didn't do that pun.
Yeah. I just thought, nothing's funnier than Bussy, is there? Like, you know, we're not gonna get more juice out of that than Easter Bussy, I don't think.
We don't want to get juice out of.
Guy Montgomery, a month ago or so, you came on our podcast and you made the mistake of revealing.
Okay, so by round of applause, who has never fucking seen this object in their lives?
Now, Guy Montgomery, what is that called?
The listeners of the podcast know full well, and I think I described it accurately. This is a Cheddar ring. So you've got a bigger middle circle, and then you've got the five little bolts on the circle. And the game is to get the little bolt spinning on the big circle while you slowly turn the big circle.
All right. Now, when you tried to explain to this, we were all baffled. No one ever heard of this. We thought either you'd grown up in the Depression or maybe you were having one of your famous fever dreams. But you said it was quite popular in New Zealand. So one of the reasons we were getting Mel Bracewell on isn't just because she's a wonderful comedian and very funny in her own right and loves the movie Snow Dogs, but also because as a fellow New Zealander, I wanted to get someone who could, I guess, testify to the realness of this, or if there's just another...
You can really throw him under the Easter Bussy.
He's so proud of himself.
I made a little joke.
So, Mel, is this a thing that... Do you remember this from your childhood?
As tempting as it is to throw him under the bussy, I am very familiar with Cheddar rings. Right, they're classic. Okay.
Did you know that it was just us doing this? Yeah. So I don't know if I would have engaged with this with quite the same fervour. If I knew it was just New Zealand.
You know, because we had Game Boys.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff. Mario and...
I can just imagine dad down at the shop being like, no, the man in the shop said this is the one you wanted. It's the wrong kind of ring, Dad. It's the wrong kind of steel.
But wait till you see it.
Yeah. Well, I really want to see this bad boy in action. Do people want to see that bad boy in action?
All right, to close us out, Guy Montgomery, would you please perform for us the chattering? And again, perfect for the audience at home.
I'd really love to get another chant going, which is chatter that ring. Okay? So here we go.
A big part of the chattering is
they'll say it and then you'll do it. And then silence.
A huge part of the appeal is the chattering of the rings.
Absolutely. Mel, would I be able to ask you to really hold your mic close to that so we can get it? But first we'll have the chant. So ready? One, two, three.
Chatter that ring!
This is insane.
I've got sweaty thumbs. I'm so nervous.
Try do it. You try.
All right, Michael, you do it.
What? No.
Ah, you fucking idiot!
Yeah, nobody's saying it's not difficult. But it's difficult in the way that, like, eating a piano is difficult. Like, why would you do it?
Look,
Melk, do you have chattering muscle memory?
While.
You can do that. You can do it, Mel. We love you, Mel.
Do you need the chant? Mel, do you need the chant?
She needs the chant. Ready? One, two, three.
Shatter that ring! Now, a lot of podcasts would have got out on the triumphant chattering that Guy Montgomery did. But
we are very much a bathos-based podcast, so...
Looks like your time with the ring is over, Frodo.
Guy, that would have been a different movie if he had to slap one of those to Mount Monday.
Yeah,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else, would you please thank our guests, Guy Montgomery, Melanie Bracewell, and Zoe Coombs-Marr!
Yes, Michael Hing!
And that's Ben Jenkins, who has a wacky medical condition. We'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!
If you like pina colada, if you
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.